going to need some feedback here. Because now I'm curious. The Amazing Daniel tweets at us, have either of you been hit or hit someone with your car? He gives an example. I was 17. I hit a 13-year-old who was on his bike in full football gear. It was his fault, but he broke his arm and I felt awful. Then he said it was the third time this month and I got over it.
I'm starting to think this might be a thing.
People get hit by cars? Well,
Jacob Padilla hits us back, says he has not been hit by a car, but a friend from college has.
I'm genuinely curious in this poll question now, which we have just put up now at Happer Show.
Jacob follows up. Actually, so has my dad.
All right, now I have to ask everyone I know in my life if they've been hit by a car.
Also, don't hang around Jacob Padilla. You'll get hit by a car.
I guess so. I don't know if we can draw any conclusions from this. Was there a common thread? I mean, I assume the 13-year-old kid in full football gear who was riding his bike probably just wasn't paying attention to anything. That's why he was hit by three cars in the span of a month. But I don't want to cast that wide of a net over everyone. Robin tweets at me. He says that I have jinxed myself and now I will be getting hit by a car.
Oh.
Or will hit someone with a car soon. I really don't want to get hit by a car.
Okay, so you're on record.
Yeah,
you do not.
I'll say it right now.
That's a bold take.
In fact, Josh, I'll go a step further. I don't want to hit anybody with my car. I really don't want to do either of those things.
Okay.
I'm not sure which I want to do less. But apparently this is the thing. People are out there getting hit by cars. Please don't get hit by a car.
Please don't hit local news reporters with your car either.
Yes, please don't do that. Jim Harbaugh.
This guy.
Yesterday, little news out. Jim Harbaugh might be taking a look at that Raiders job. I will say this from the Raiders' point of view. Very Raiders. Very Raiders.
Very.
Very Raiders.
Hey, this thing that nobody's really ever heard of is working, but there's a star over there.
Mm-hmm.
A star.
Check out this little flashy thing in the corner. Like, he could be very good. Maybe, but it's definitely not a sure thing. However, there is this other thing that is working, but it's not flashy, but that everyone universally loves.
Also cheaper.
I like the flashy one. So yesterday, I saw a couple tweets. It's like, hey, might check it out here. Might check out this Raiders job. I read the story in The Athletic, just how Jim Harbaugh has kind of approached this over the last few weeks and months. He hasn't really showed his hand on this very much. But one thing that kind of became clear is a story from Nick Baumgartner and Austin Meek of The Athletic. And one thing, a theme that kind of became more clear in it was Harbaugh is kind of in this mode. I don't want to say bleep you mode, but he feels really good about himself right now. Michigan's coming off of a great season. 1 year after getting his salary cut in half and, taking a pay cut. And not just for COVID reasons, by the way. He's feeling himself a little bit right now.
This is the slowest okay, I'm leaving and going over here of the all time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he is preparing the fan base. I know I am a Michigan man. I know we had a good year. Maybe I'll take an NFL job. And then a couple NFL teams put his name out there and floats it.
Yep.
And then he'll actually leave to, like, lessen the blow, right?
What do you think Michigan fans, like, if ultimately he does decide to go be the Raiders coach?
Can't come back.
You think they'd be mad? Because the last 3 years it's been like, we want him out.
They'll be burning khakis in Ann Arbor.
This is from The Athletic story. Michigan, per sources, has had productive conversations with Harbaugh, who does have parties negotiating on his behalf with Michigan AD Ward Manuel about another new deal. Those contract talks have included Michigan discussing an incentive-based deal that, if Harbaugh has a similar year to the one he just finished, would get his future annual salary higher than the $8 million number he originally had. If he wins a national title, those incentives could hike his annual take to eight figures. They talked about more money for staff pay, more in name, image, and likeness. Yet, per sources, there are still some high-ranking university positions who wonder if the head coach is torn between staying at Michigan or perhaps returning to the NFL. This shouldn't be confused with the notion that Harbaugh is weighing an active NFL offer. Instead, the question, at least for his bosses at Michigan, is what he'll do if and when one shows up during a coaching carousel cycle that is hardly over. So then they pull these quotes from a couple Orange Bowl press conferences, and, you know, they asked him where he was kind of at with Michigan, or if he was interested in staying around, or just kind of how he felt about the whole situation. So I'll read you this part too. At the same Orange Bowl press news conference, after both Harbaugh and Kirby Smart were asked a few questions about the playoff, Harbaugh, who later in the same news conference answered a question about whether a starting defender was in bowl camp by saying, quote, he could be here today, he may not be, followed a Smart answer about the importance of year-to-year consistency with a follow-up thought about how much he loves coaching the game of football. And then without warning, he said the following. You asked me before, he began answering a different reporter's question. I'd do it for free. I'd do this job for free. Just love it. Whether it's the first day, the first game, or the position we're in now, I really feel happy about that. I guess I just enjoy the ride the whole time. Every day's a blessing. Happy for it. And blessed for it. What's he talking about? And I guess that's a pretty good, I don't know, window into kind of how the last few years have been, or maybe just Michigan coach Harbaugh. Nobody really knows what he's ever talking about or what he's referring to. It's so hard to get a read on this one. I think he's a little bit in, you know, look, I prove myself mode. My initial thought when the NFL stuff started floating was, oh, he's just angling for more money. He's just angling for the better deal. And I'm not convinced that's still not the case, because I think he's in that mode right now. But I'm also not convinced that he isn't petty enough to outright leave it and go take an NFL job and then try and continue to prove himself even further and use the whole Michigan contract thing as fuel. Like, I think that's what's happening. He's used that as fuel. Now, some of it is the situation in Michigan. I don't want to say lightning in a bottle, but look at what they had this year on their team. Their team talent was, you know, they're going to have a top one or two pick in the draft at a premium spot on their defensive line. They had a great running game, and all that was, you know, they were able to beat Ohio State this year. If you play that game 10 times, I don't know how many times Michigan wins it. Maybe less than five. But they were able to do it this year. They smashed Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. They went to the college football playoff, and they got smashed by Georgia. If you're looking at that, you're probably thinking, this is just from a situational perspective. You're thinking, is that the ceiling? Is that how high we can go? So all this stuff I think probably gets weighed for him. Because he's a smart guy. He might not seem it sometimes. I think he probably acts as the aloof, you know, I don't really know. I'm not really sure what's going on, and anything could come out of my mouth at any time. But he knows. He knows what's going on in the sport, and he knows his team compared to others. And from the outside looking in, what it looks like to me is it's a pretty good spot for him to go. It's a pretty good spot for him to leave. Walk out on top against Ohio State. Walk out on top in the Big Ten. You had your playoff appearance. You proved yourself. And whether it's trying to scratch that NFL itch or you just need a change of scenery, fine. And maybe that's a piece of what it is for Harbaugh, too. You definitely would have said that going into this year. It just, sometimes it wears. Being at a job like that, how you interact with the same people, and he's had to change up his staff quite a bit over the last few years as well. He's gone through the ringer at Michigan. He's gone from this guy can do no wrong to I don't know if he's good enough to get the job done to yeah, he got the job done. I mean, that's complicated. And that's heavy. So I often think this actually just in the coaching world. Like, maybe there is a time limit on these things, especially with a guy like Harbaugh, who wears a little bit because of just the way he is. You need a change. Even if things are going well, programs need to change. They need to stay fresh. You know, it would make a lot of sense for me. And I kind of feel like that's where he's at right now. I'm leaning that way. But I don't know. If you guys have any thoughts on Harbaugh, let me know. 402-951-1620. Email Connor at 1620thezone.com. Tweet at Connor Happer at Happer Show. We'll come back with your guys' thoughts on that. And we got a few more things to hit as we make our way toward two here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.